Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head softball coach Erica Post and Humboldt head baseball coach Jason Thurm. The Humboldt softball team won their Class 3A Region 4 first-round game over Garner-Hayfield Ventura 15-7 Thursday to advance to tonight's semifinal round in Eagle Grove. I caught up with Post after the win Thursday to discuss the game and the upcoming matchup tonight.
It's always a little nerve-wracking the first time out, and especially in the postseason, so it's good to get a win under our belt there. Garner, yeah, they came out in a couple of those innings and really hit it well, but overall I thought we did a very, very good job of being picky at the plate with both pitchers they threw in there. I think they only got us maybe one or two times where we were swinging at a pitch that wasn't the one we were really looking for. Otherwise, I thought we did a fantastic job making sure we found the pitch we wanted to. We were patient, especially when that second pitcher came in. She had a little bit of a strange windup, so it can throw timing off a little bit. There were a couple things on the bases I'd like to clean up a little bit, but there were also a lot of extra bases taken and heads-up plays, which is great. And then defensively, you know, for the most part, we were pretty solid. And Natalie, when she got into trouble, she reset and was able to either get the out herself or have a weak ball hit to one of her teammates who bailed her out. So it was great. It was a good team win.
For Natalie, you see her continue to battle out of a couple of jams there. What does it say about the maturation for that sophomore out in the circle?
Absolutely. She's grown so much between last year and this year and kind of even the beginning of the season and now, where we don't let, you know, whether it's a walk or a ball we think is a strike that's called a ball, we don't let those things affect us as much. She's been really good about, you know, just stepping off the mound, taking a deep breath, resetting, and then going to get them, even if it's, you know, a 2-0 or a 3-0 count, and find a way to battle back and let her teammates help her.
You're playing Eagle Grove coming up on Saturday night after their 9-1 win over Clarion Goldfield Dallas tonight. The matchup with the Eagle Grove Eagles.
Eagle Grove will be a good team. They're very well coached. Their coach has been there for a long, long time. They have a pitcher who's pretty solid. From the past, we know they like to play a little bit of small ball and steal and stuff like that, so we'll have to be ready defensively for a little bit of chaos on the bases and hold our composure and be able to drive the ball and score runs.
Congratulations on the victory here tonight. Wish you best of luck coming up Saturday night in Eagle Grove for the regional semifinals.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate the coverage. We appreciate everybody who came out tonight or was listening. We love the support. Go Cats.
The Humboldt baseball team had a thrilling come-from-behind win over Clear Lake in the Class 3A Substate 3 first round Friday night. I caught up with Thurm post-game Friday to discuss the win and the upcoming matchup Monday night in Algona.
Great win for the boys. We didn't really get off to the start that we wanted to, but just love the way that we regained our composure and just went about our business and kept ourselves close. And I thought we had some great at-bats the second half of this game, and you know, we gave ourselves a chance to win there, and that was the main thing. So super effort, and just loved the energy that we had, and just that team focus, and I thought it really shined through tonight.
Coach Valley Davis looked impressive in the first inning, was able to battle through and keep your team in this ball game here. What'd you see from Valley Davis making his first postseason start?
Yeah, Valley's really been throwing the ball for us late in the season, and definitely earned the start, and he was really amped up at the start. That first inning, you could tell the adrenaline was really pumping. He was just blowing balls by their batters with it. But after that second inning, Clear Lake had that, they got out of a little bit of a jam there in the first inning, and momentum switched a little bit early in the game, and give their kids some credit. They were able to put some balls in play and play a little small ball against us, and we didn't help ourselves there for a couple innings there, and I felt like we were a little bit rushed, and it showed out there, and we got flustered, and that's when that happens. You have to look at it like you're not going to play a perfect game, and it can't be surprising, and you just have to be able to deal with it. And eventually, I think we figured that out, and like I said earlier, finished the game extremely strong. You know, Kyler's another thing too. Kyler just did an absolutely phenomenal job coming in there in a big spot, getting us out of a second and third jam, and just cruise the rest of the game. So yeah, just a number of different guys made huge contributions tonight, and that's what we'd expect. We just have such a great team all the way around.
Kyler Cerks just continued to deliver out here in the postseason.
You can see it. Like, he is the Bulldog. He has that look, that determined look when he gets on there, and he's tenacious out there. And, you know, he's not somebody that's going to throw it mid to upper 80s with it, but he just pounds the zone. He's got three pitches that he can throw for strikes, and he's tough out there. And he's been huge for us all year long, and, you know, that's something that we've addressed. Like, his role, he plays second base. He doesn't get a lot of at-bats, but everything he does, not only is he doing it to a high level, but he's also doing what's best for the team, and he's just been outstanding, not only with his play, but his attitude all season long, and, you know, that's something that maybe a lot of people wouldn't see, but just a huge, it's huge from a team standpoint. So, yeah, just super happy for him, and not surprised at all. He's a competitor out there.
Well, Coach, the ability of your team to whittle away, what does it say about the identity of this team? Being able to do this in a postseason setting after having to switch the venue only just a few hours before we came out here to Clarion.
Yeah, we talked about that before the game, and, you know, this was a real good alternative, and we didn't want it to be a case where we get beat because of the conditions of the field, and, you know, this is an outstanding facility out here, and ours just wasn't going to be ready to go tonight. So we felt this was a good thing, and the boys, I think, were a little disappointed because they like playing on the home field at Wildcat Field. But, yeah, it was a case where, you know, it's not ideal conditions, but, you know, we were able to get it done with that.
Coach Isaiah Busick delivers a huge hit for your team to tie things up on one of the hardest balls I think I've seen him hit at the high school level to the right center field alleyway. Just your thoughts on, you know, a big moment like that, with the premier hitters in this lineup to be able to drive that baseball there and deliver that timely hit.
Yeah, we'll take Isaiah any way we can get him, whether he has one leg or two legs with it. And, you know, he's gutting it out right now, and I think you could see that one running the bases there. It's pretty much station to station with it, but he's coming back from that injury, and it's getting better and better. And you know, he's even an option for us Monday night as far as taking the mound. But you know, just having him in his presence in the lineup just gives us so much depth with it. And he stayed ready, and, you know, he was frustrated a couple weeks back when he got hurt with it, but he's done what he could to stay as sharp as possible, and I think that showed tonight, and he had that huge hit for us to tie the score. So, yeah, just happy for him, he gets to play more baseball.
Coach, at post-game meeting with your team, what'd you tell the squad after a come-from-behind victory like this against Clear Lake?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you have to be able to ride that roller coaster with it, and that's something that they know, and they've been in big games before with it. But I thought the got a little bit much for us earlier in the game, and we did a nice job riding the ship. And started chipping away with it, and it's just, things are going to happen. You have to be able to keep it close, you got to be able to minimize innings, and we did a super job with that, and I just felt like we really put together some great at bats there the second part of that game, and did what we did with the offensively with it. So yeah, we're happy with that.
Well, Coach, now we turn our attention to Monday night, a battle again with another NCC foe, this time the champion in the conference. Just the thoughts on facing Algona with a chance to go to the sub-state finals on the line.
Yeah, how great is that, that we get to play them again? And, you know, when we saw them, when the pairings came out, we knew that it'd be a possibility with it. And, you know, we did what we needed to do. They did what they had to do today, and we get to play on Monday. And we'll see their number one. We'll see the Division One prospect, and we're going to go give it everything we have. And, you know, we got to look at them the first time, and I think that'll help. And we're ready. We're excited. We're happy to be playing, and we'll give it everything we have on Monday against Algona.
Coach, congratulations on the sub-state victory here, 5-4 in the walk-off, and best of luck coming up on Monday against Algona.
Thank you, Matt.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Main. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.